Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, we started this show tonight talking to Torrey Hunter, an athlete that was covered by Sid Hartman. And we talked to a lot of other media members about Sid Hartman. But I was thinking earlier, I was saying to myself last night, I said, what is it like to be a person that's the longest standing employee of the Minnesota Timberwolves? Nobody's worked for the organization as long as Jeff Muehnke. What is it like to be Jeff Muehnke and to be a part of an organization as long as he's been a part of it? And what type of relationship did he have with Sid Hartman? Well, Jeff Muehnke from the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx, VP of Fan Experience, he joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Mune, I appreciate you being on the show tonight. What was your relationship like and experience in meeting and getting to know Sid Hartman throughout the years?
Oh, my God. You know, and thanks for having me on, Henry. It's really great to be on. And, you know, I've been texting with a number of media members today and a number of people that were involved in Sid's stories. And Chad's interview today was just incredible. And sharing some notes with him. And I was just sharing a message with him at his birthday party out at Sid's place, out of the St. Croix. It was just so fun to see how proud he was of Chad. And he was just bursting at the seams. I'll never forget that. Just this great group of friends out there. And he couldn't have been more proud. And so obviously he loved his family and loved his grandkids. And I had a lot of opportunities to get involved with tickets for his grandkids and those type of things. But there's still many a great story too. And obviously there's been just a treasure trove of these just incredible stories spread out through the papers and on the airwaves. And I'll never forget the first time I met Sid. You know, I grew up as a young kid being a huge sports fan, reading the sports page with my cereal, with my toast before school. Still do that to this day. I don't go internet. I still got the big old paper spread on the table. But first time I met Sid, my former basketball trainer when I played college basketball, his name is Roger Shipper, who ended up become a trainer for the Gophers. Yep. And so myself and a couple of my ex-teammates were invited down by Roger down to the locker room after a Gopher game. And we're down there talking to Roger. All of a sudden, in comes through the door. Here comes Sid. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, there's Sid. So Sid is going, Shipper, give me a scoop. What do you got going down here? What's happening? And he's grilling. And I think he's trying to get some hockey scoop from him. And he goes, I'm not telling you anything, Sid. He says, you're going to blow it all out of proportion. I'm going to get in trouble. You don't write what I tell you anyway. And all the while he's talking to Roger, he goes over to the training table. And he takes this big, long stick with a cotton swab on the end of it that's used to dress cuts in feet and knees, that type of thing. Well, he's cleaning out his ears with this thing while he's talking to us and giving Roger all kinds of grief. So that was my first introduction to Sid. It was absolutely priceless.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite the introduction there. Jeff, you know, one thing that, you know, we'll all have memories of Sid and we'll all have those of us that met him, right, had the opportunity to meet him. We'll know where we were, what he was like, the conversation, all of that. But for those people out there that never got that opportunity to meet Sid, okay, will never have that moment in their lives to say that I actually met this legendary sports figure and icon and in media and just the sports world. You will be able to go down to Target Center and see the statue there, and which is to have your own statue is unique in itself. But talk to us a little bit about the statue there that's right outside of Target Center. I don't know. I'm assuming that people went down there today and took pictures with the statue. I know that I took pictures with the statue earlier this summer when COVID first started, because I would always run maybe like 3 or 4 miles in downtown Minneapolis and make my way to Target Center. But talk about that statue, man, because it's a pretty cool deal.
You know, Henry, we had so much fun with the statue, and the fact that I was sharing notes with John Krasinski and Jim Suhan today, and Zach Lowe and a couple other people. We used to have so much fun because with that statue, which has now ironically been moved, but yep. It was right at the corner of Target Center, right on 6th and 1st there. And so we came up with this idea where we'd act like Sid was asking the question, because it's actually him holding this microphone. So I'd bring different celebrities down there. I brought Christian Laettner down there, Lindsay Whalen, Jim Peterson, Zach Levine, different media members. Then we started taking just different pictures with him. For some of his mispronunciations of different people's names, we'd have some fun with that. But the best part about it was, Sid knew we were taking these photos, and he used to always call me Mr. Sales and Service. And he'd come up to me every time I saw him, Mr. Sales and Service, have you taken any good photos of the statue recently? And I'd tell him who he took a photo of, and he thought that was great. So then I got him to take several photos with me at the statue of him interviewing himself. And it was absolutely classic. And he just loved it. I think if you go on my Facebook page, I think we have over 100 photos of different things, some with Sid, some without Sid, some with celebrities, some just kind of having some fun. You'll see about 100 photos of us at the statue.
That's awesome. We're talking to Jeff Muenicke from the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx, VP of Fan Experience here on Late Night News Talk, A30W, CTO. Final thing for you, Jeff. I guess it's a two-part question. What will the legacy of Sid Hartman be, number one? And then number two, as a member of the organization there with the Minnesota Timberwolves, Kevin Garnett, that was clearly his favorite Timberwolf of all time, right?
I think so. Obviously, you know, there's been some videos circulating here over the course of the last day or so of KG's return, and, you know, to a packed press conference. And a press conference doesn't start until Sid is there. And we all know it. Everybody knows it, whether you're the Vikings, the Twins, United, whoever it may be. We know that Sid's going to get front row. He's going to put his microphone with the recorder up there, and he's going to get the first question. And yep. So what was classic is, when KG entered the press conference, which we held on the Skyway level of Target Center, Sid was bowing down to him, and KG cracked up, Flip cracked up. You know, it was just Sid being Sid. And when Sid was in the building, it was an absolute happening. You knew it was a big deal. You knew that it's going to be incredibly newsworthy, and you just could not wait for that dialogue to happen between whether it's a coach, a player, or Sid. And his legacy obviously live on. I mean, what a hard worker. I mean, he was just at every meaningful event in the area. And you just knew that when Sid was there, it was a absolute happening.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, I appreciate the time tonight, Jeff. It's, you know, he lived an amazing life. He made so many friends. We were lucky enough to be a part of individuals that had an opportunity to be alongside for the ride. So it was a lot of fun. He lived a full life, man, 100 years, and it was awesome to have you on to talk a little bit about Sid Hartman tonight.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Henry. You know, just, you know, what an iconic figure, and just, I mean, you know, arguably one of the most famous people in Minnesota lore, you know, Minnesota yep. history. But he had that soft side too, you know, and so there's nothing like getting a thank you note from him. It's always a handwritten note. If I helped him with tickets for his grandkids or did something nice for Chad or somebody in his family. And so that's always nice to get that too. And then he'd always, obviously give you some grief along the way too, calling you genius yeah. or Mr. Sales and Service. So that was the belovedness of Sid. And so happy to be on and share some stories.
I appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Henry. Take care.
Yeah, that's Jeff Muneke from the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx, VP of Fan Experience here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.